listening to the Girls in Courage podcast.
I know faking it gets exhausting. Here, we keep it real.
Hi guys, hope y'all are feeling up today. You know, feeling good, feeling blessed, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Curls and Courage podcast. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Kinsley Meeks. I'm your host, wellness entrepreneur, fitness coach, bikini bodybuilder, and digital creator here to inspire you to live boldly and unlock your highest physical and mental potential. So first, I just want to give you guys a little bit of an update on my week, you know, how things are going so far. I would say, as always, I've been training a lot. I have been working a lot and I have been sleeping a little. I swear my brain this week has been on like a literal crack or something. Like every time that I try to sleep, my brain is just kind of like, nah, like you can sleep tomorrow. We have some overthinking to do tonight. Like yesterday morning, I was so tired. So every morning, my first thing that I do is I get up and, you know, I have a little morning ritual or whatever, but I always have cold brew. I always have coffee. Okay. So I have these coconut aminos in my fridge and I swear they look kind of similar to like espresso. And I literally poured the coconut aminos in my coffee. I took a sip of it and I was like, okay, like why does my cold brew taste like stir fry right now? I feel like my brain just was not functioning. So yeah, we're filming on a Saturday this week. And let me say, I am most definitely catching up on some rest this weekend. Y'all know that rest is vital for good energy, for good mental well-being, for good workouts in the gym. So many things. Your sleep really does affect your quality of life. So just had to put that out there today before we start. Also, I will say on a side note, it makes me feel so much better filming in my studio right now rather than having like 68 sticky notes in front of me telling me stuff that I need to do and screaming at me to get my life together. So super happy again. This is the second podcast that we're recording in the studio. So very happy to have that built and only going to be improving from here. So grateful to be here. I encourage you guys to check out the YouTube channel at Kinsley Meeks. Also, once the podcast is up on that platform, shouldn't be long at all, and excited to again kind of get the video content out there for you guys. But today's show is one that I am truly excited to film and think literally anyone can resonate with. So something I've been pretty obsessed with lately is boxing, okay? And I started boxing, I would say, probably about 5 to 6 months ago. But the impact that it's had on my life, the impact that it's had on me, not just physically, but also mentally, really has been extremely positive. So I wanted to share that with you guys today. First off, why did I start boxing? I really wanted a new hobby. You guys know, obviously, I bodybuild and it's very structured. It's very routine based. You know, you get in your training, you get in your meals. There's not much variety when it comes to cardio and diet and exercise. So I wanted to kind of break up the monotony a little bit first off. And then also, like, I'm a pretty sweet girl. You know, I'm a nice little southern little baby. However, sometimes I be getting mad. Just like everybody, I have those days where I just feel overwhelmed or I just feel frustrated, to say the least. So I was just kind of thinking to myself, maybe putting on some gloves, hitting a little bit is going to boost my spirits, would maybe help me take out my frustration, would maybe help me take out my frustration in a way that is healthy rather than, you know, using some sort of other vice that's maybe not so good for me. So initially with the boxing, at first I'm thinking, let me put on my little pink gloves right quick. Let me do some fun cardio. Let me act like a badass, punch a little bit, go home and then, you know, eat some chicken breast or whatever. But baby, let me tell you, no one told me I was signing up to get my ass whooped. I was signing up for life lessons, face taps, and free therapy with a side of a bruised ego, to be honest. I mean, I feel like a total amateur when I walk into a boxing gym. So again, like being a fitness professional, being a bodybuilder, normally it's like I walk into a bodybuilding style gym and I'm like, man, like y'all better move out the way. Like this squat rack is mine. Like it ain't no problem. Like I'm probably going to be flexing in between sets. But when I walked into this boxing gym for the first time, I'm not even going to lie. I was feeling just kind of shaken. Intimidated is definitely not the right word because I'm not one to get intimidated, but I was just feeling like, man, like I need to get it together. I'm in here with people who have years of experience. I'm looking at these guys in the boxing ring, just like throwing hands. Like, I'm looking at them thinking, man, y'all could probably kill me with like 3% of your power. Okay. So I walk in the gym and again, I'm thinking, let me just go shadow box in the corner right quick. Like, don't mind me. I am just trying to learn how to properly, you know, do an uppercut without looking like a complete idiot. With the boxing though, yes, it had me feeling a little bit shaken at first, but it's something that I have truly developed a passion for. And again, it's a sport that has really helped me in a physical and a mental way. So of course, I had to share it with the podcast. I'm still heavily learning how to box, how to fight, but I am making progress and I honestly do have hands at this point. So y'all, you better quit playing. No, I'm just kidding, but for real. All right, so let's get into today's story. A few nights ago, I had a friend over here just helping me out with some content, and for some reason, I started to talk about boxing. Again, I told you guys I'm low-key obsessed. So he was asking me, he said, Kinsley, what is the biggest thing that boxing has taught you? And it made me pause for a second because boxing has taught me a lot in a short period of time, not just about fighting. A lot of people think it's just throwing hands and just not the sport that it is, but it's really taught me a lot about life. So I started thinking to myself, okay, what have I really learned? And I started to name a few things. The first thing that I learned is discipline. Along with bodybuilding, of course, boxing has taught me discipline. You know, waking up when you don't feel like it, training when you're sore, eating clean to fuel your training, and choosing growth over comfort. Honestly, I'm pretty disciplined, probably too disciplined. So I didn't really need any help in this area, but boxing definitely just made me even more disciplined than I already am, if that's even possible. Okay, second thing boxing has taught me is hard work. In boxing, nothing is given. Every inch, every second, every win, you have to earn it. So though I've never fought anyone and I don't plan on it, my training sessions are challenging and require me to work extremely hard. Third thing, you know, boxing has taught me the importance of staying humble. Boxing humbles you. I'm out here thinking like I'm athletic. Again, I can do backflips. I can run half marathons. I can strength train. I can do a lot of different things. But when I first started, I could barely even punch for like a minute straight. No exaggeration. Boxing will humble you real quick. Again, I start boxing. I'm in the corner gasping for air, thinking I just ran like a half marathon or a full marathon if that. And all I did was literally punch for like 45 seconds. I'm gassed. And then I start working with this new coach. Speaking of just being humbled, and y'all, I was actually getting mad because I just couldn't pick up what he was teaching me very quickly. Like, I'm normally a quick learner, but he would say something like, Kinsley, stand up taller, shift your weight, pivot your back foot, rotate your torso, you know, commit to the punch, snap the jab, breathe through the punch, and then bring it right back to your face. And I'd just be standing there like, so you want me to do all of that at the same time? Like, you crazy, right? I swear, have y'all ever seen The Biggest Loser? I don't know if that show is still around, but that's exactly how I felt. I was pouring sweat after the first session, out of breath, and honestly, just a little bit confused. So again, after even one session, I'm just feeling straight humbled. In a real fight scenario, one punch can change everything. The moment you think that you're untouchable, is often when you get touched. So you got to stay grounded. You got to respect your opponent. You got to never underestimate anyone. Fourth, boxing has taught me control. You can't just rely on rage or emotion when you're boxing. If you lose control, you're going to lose the fight. Now, when I first started boxing again, I was kind of just throwing punches. Y'all know I'm aggressive and I like to go fast. I don't have a ton of control. I was pretty much just relying on my big, you know, boulder shoulders from bikini bodybuilding to get me where I needed to go. But again, I'd be gassed after my punches and my technique was straight garbage. I'm talking about take out the trash. When you box, you have to stay calm. You have to stay sharp and focused, but also relaxed at the same time, which staying relaxed is just not something I'm super good at, but we're working on it. And I've learned that control really is power. Next thing, boxing has taught me patience, just so many things. Progress takes time. You don't get results overnight. It's practice, it's commitment, it's time, it's patience, just like most things in life. Patience is what allows you to move forward, but in the right way. Sixth thing I would say, boxing has taught me how to take hits, how to still keep moving forward after being knocked down, just choosing to get back up. Boxing teaches you how to take pain, physical pain, emotional pain, and keep moving. Again, I've never been in a real fight, but whenever I go to the gym, I'm watching these guys in the ring. I am looking up YouTube videos of the most popular boxers or how to box better or boxing clips online. Like I said, I'm a little bit obsessed. I'm watching these knockout videos, and again, seeing these guys in person just get knocked, get whooped to the ground. They just get right back up, just kind of dusted off their shoulders. Like, yeah, I just got hit in the face, but it ain't no problem for me. I'm gonna keep moving. So I'm thinking to myself, that's kind of how life is. Life hits hard, man, but you can take a shot, you can adjust, and you can still win as long as you keep going. Like, you're gonna fall. Everyone does. But boxing taught me that being knocked down isn't the end. It's actually an invitation to rise, to get back up, and to keep fighting. But let me tell you guys the biggest lesson that I've learned. The biggest lesson that I've learned up to this point is be ready for the unexpected. Be ready for anything, especially when you don't see it coming. This is the main point that I want to talk about today. So let me just take you back to my last training session. It was on Friday, and again, keep in mind, I've been boxing now for, like I said, 5 to 6 months, but I have a really funny story that I want to share about training with my coach. His name is Josh. Josh, if you're listening, this man is so goated. He is literally just such a good coach. That's the only thing I can say about Josh. So let me try to give you guys an insight into my last Friday afternoon. So on this specific Friday, it's around 2 p.m. and I'm feeling good. You know, I'm a simple girl. It doesn't take much for me to really have a good time or have fun. On Fridays, I actually take a little bit more time to train myself. So I get to not only box, but also train on the same day. So I swear every week, I'm just looking forward to my Friday. I'm like, let's go. We're going to train for like 4 hours today. I'll be getting so excited. I know I'm not like most people. I get it, but we're feeling good, right? I need you guys to pick up the moment. I had an energy drink. Y'all know I love my Ghost energy drinks. I'm feeling the vibes. And I'm ready to train. Okay. So I get to the gym, and like I said, our session starts around 2:30. So I warmed up around 2. I'm ready to go. And the format of our sessions kind of is, after I warm up, we'll start to work on the technique a little bit. Josh will watch my punches. He'll tell me, you know, what I need to improve on. Then we'll go shadow box a little bit. He'll get me a little bit tired. I'll just get a little bit more comfortable throwing the punches, moving a little bit, defending a little bit, that type of thing. We'll go through a little bit of conditioning, and maybe we'll do some footwork. We'll do a little bit of jump rope. We'll do anything that's going to get my heart rate up and just, again, allow me to further advance in boxing and my endurance. And then we'll start getting into the ring and we'll start hitting the mitts. That is by far my most favorite part. Like, every time I'm doing the conditioning or when I'm shadow boxing, I'm like, Josh, man, like, please just put me in the ring. Like, I'm ready to fight. Like, let's get it. But anyways, it's fun. Okay. So on this day, like, my shadow boxing is looking pretty smooth. Like, I'm hitting them jabs. I'm hitting the crosses. It ain't no problem. I'm all warmed up. Again, I got my pink gloves on, looking fly. We're at my favorite part. We're in the ring. So my coach, Josh, is holding the pads, right, that I'm going to punch. And we're kind of running through some combos. Jab, cross, roll. I'm talking left hook, cross. Then we go into like a jab, a cross, a left hook, a right uppercut. Just feeling smooth. Nothing crazy, but I'm trying to add a little sauce to it, okay? I'm throwing punches with confidence. I'm adding in some footwork. I'm working offense. I'm working defense. I'm adding in some head movement. You know, I'm on that. Trying to do my little thing. So he's like, all right, combos are looking pretty good. Let's start moving a little bit faster. And I actually need you putting your whole body into it, because with boxing, people think, again, it's just throwing hands, but it is not. I'm telling you, like, you're rotating your torso, you're moving your hips, your power is coming from your body, actually not much of your hands at all. So we start picking up the pace a little bit. And Josh is telling me, like, I need you quick. I need you fast. I need you sharp. Now, listen, in my head, I'm like, Josh, say less, okay? It ain't no problem for me to go fast. My day's been kind of rough already, and I'm ready to fight. Like, let's get this frustration out, okay? So I'm bouncing around, doing my thing. Low-key, I am breathing heavy like I'm 8 rounds deep into a title fight, but nah, I've only been boxing for, again, like maybe 90 seconds, but I'm feeling good, okay? So I throw a combo. I throw a jab, then I throw a cross, then I throw like a left hook to the body. And at this point, we're working. As soon as I finish that last punch, I'm thinking, okay, Josh is probably going to tell me something like, nice work. Okay, that's it. But instead, whop. Josh taps me right on the side of the head. He would never like straight punch me or anything. Of course, like Josh is awesome. But you know, it caught me off guard for sure. Again, like a little head shot, little, you know, right in the side of the head or whatever. I'm like, man, I did not see that coming. Okay. And he just looks at me. He goes, Kinsley, way too sloppy. Like, you have to defend yourself. You would have gotten rocked right there. Like, at this point, he's not critiquing my boxing, but just like casually reviewing a Netflix show. He's like, yeah, the plot was decent, but the ending, total mess. I'm sitting there like, damn, Josh, like, I'm doing my best, man. Like, just let me breathe. He is completely unfazed, by the way, just waiting for me to reset. And again, I do love working with Josh because he pushes me. I'm not the type of girl who needs someone to hype me up when I don't deserve it. You know, like when I was a kid, I didn't want that achievement award. I wanted to be the best that I could be. And that's how I push my clients. That's how I like being pushed. Okay, so this man is pushing me. He's telling me, put that work in. He's not giving me the false praise or the false compliments. But back to the story. Initially, after that little head tap, I'm thinking, man, like I really need to focus more. Be ready, not just to throw my combos, but be ready to defend, right? It don't matter how hard you punch. If someone punches you in the face and you ain't ready for it, your ass gonna be on the ground, okay? In a real fight scenario, I would have gotten knocked out in that moment. I'm talking my curly-headed country little bumpkin on the floor, okay? Of course, knowing me though, I tried to play it off. I did a little head nod after he hits me and I'm like, yeah, man, yeah. Like I felt that too. That was so sloppy. Like, good call, coach. Meanwhile, I'm still trying to figure out how he tapped me through my defense. I didn't even know was missing. Okay. But that moment, that little head tap, it stuck with me. Not because it hurt. Obviously it didn't. Just a little tap, but it got my attention. I was thinking, man, I'm doing so well. I thought I was sharp. I thought I was in the zone. And Josh is just like, nah, you would have been on the floor right there. You have to be ready. You have to stay focused. You have to be alert at any moment and every moment in a fight. And he was right. You can't just throw punches. You got to stay sharp. You got to stay prepared. And this lesson, this day, this Friday at 2:30 p.m., it hit way harder than his jab, okay? So why do I share this story with you guys today? Because in the ring, the punch that knocks you down is usually the one that you did not expect. Life is the same way. Things will come up out of nowhere. I'm talking loss, failure, grief, regret, hardship, closed doors, silence, betrayal, change, disappointment. You can't always predict it, but you can train yourself to be ready, not perfectly, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. If you have a mindset of resilience, if you can train your mind to truly be ready for anything that comes your way, the mindset of no matter what happens in my life, I will keep going. I will survive. I will be okay. I will get back up. You will never lose. It's impossible. Just not many people have that mindset. Boxing taught me that readiness isn't about predicting the hit. It's about preparing yourself to get back up after it lands. The biggest lesson that I've learned, always be ready for the unexpected because life rarely gives you a warning. So that's what I want you guys to keep at the forefront of your mind. Thank you so much for listening or for watching today's show. I hope you feel at least a little bit more inspired. And on a side note, if you're looking for another hobby, try boxing. I swear it'll do something for you. Last thing for today, as always, I want to end with a listener question. This is a little segment on Curls and Courage I always like to do to kind of get the audience, get you guys that is a little bit more involved. So if you do have a question that you'd like to send in, the best way to reach me is by sending a DM to my Instagram account at @YoItsKenslow. That's at @YoItsKenslo. Or at Curls and Courage Podcast on IG. So let's get into the question. I've been listening to Curls and Courage for several months now, and you talk a lot about the importance of balancing hormones. From what you've seen, how does training too often or not enough affect a woman's hormones? Also, I love the show and always listen on my way to work. Thank you so much. Okay, first off, I really appreciate you listening. I hope that the podcast helps your work drive be at least a little bit better. And I do talk about hormones a lot because I have been through major struggles with my hormones. Hormones are still not great on my end, but they're better, something we're working to resolve. So I definitely have a lot that I can share with you from personal experience and just from working with multiple clients. So when we talk about training frequency, it definitely does play a crucial role in hormonal balance. So if you're training too frequently and you don't give your body the adequate amount of rest, it's going to lead to chronic stress, which is going to elevate your cortisol levels. Cortisol is your body's main stress hormone, and you need a little bit of cortisol, but you don't need it to be through the roof because that's going to lead to a lot of problems. Negatively impacts, I would say, muscle repair. It negatively impacts your immune system, negatively impacts your energy levels. If you're training excessively too, like you're training 7 days a week, you're never giving your body that time to rest, it also disrupts the balance of anabolic hormones like testosterone and growth hormone, which again, as a female, these are not our main sex hormones. I think I mentioned this on my last show, but they are still very important. So they're essential when it comes to muscle development, which obviously if you're in the gym, you want to build some muscle, right? You want to recover well. You want your general well-being to be good, to be positive. And if your testosterone is bottomed out, you're not able to produce this growth hormone, you're going to feel crazy. You're going to feel terrible. And your muscles are definitely not going to be popping. Okay. On the other hand, when someone doesn't train enough, I think this is honestly just as much of a problem. If you're not active enough, it can have a negative effect on your hormones as well. So we talked about the hormones, right? Regular exercise helps keep hormones like testosterone, like growth hormone, and even insulin working well. So if you're not training enough, your body will most likely produce less of these very beneficial hormones, which can lead to things like lower energy, reduced muscle mass, slower metabolism. And again, we talk about stress. Same thing. If you're not training enough, it can also increase your stress hormone, cortisol, right? Especially if your inactivity is linked with poor lifestyle habits or stress, like you need to get your butt in the gym. I'm telling you, like people think they're tired after work. They should just go home and sleep and rest and watch Netflix. And like, hey, like I'm down for a good movie or whatever, but like you got to get to the gym. Like if you really want to relieve your stress, watching Demon Slayer or whatever you're watching for 4 hours straight is not going to do that for you in the same way that training would. Okay. So training the right amount, not training too much, not training too little is very, very important. It's kind of like watering a plant, I guess you could compare it to when it comes to training. If the plant has too little water, it's going to wither, right? But if the plant has too much water, the roots are going to rot. But just the right amount of water, if you're watering that little palm, is going to help the plant grow strong. It's going to help the plant grow healthy. So it's finding that balance, training hard, but getting adequate rest too. And I do want to say this is a perfect time. If you guys are interested in one-on-one training or nutrition coaching, I am more than happy to help you. You want to build some muscle. You want to lose some body fat. You want to get your body healthy. You want to make sure you're not overtraining or under training, definitely shoot me an email at kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com. That's kensleymeeksfit@gmail.com to set up a consultation, talk goals, and see how I can help you best. I also encourage you guys to follow the two Instagram accounts that I mentioned earlier at @YoItsKenslow, at @CurlsAndCourage, just to let me know what you'd like to see next and to be able to connect with me more. I try to put out as much content as possible. I also want to encourage you guys to rate and review and follow Curls and Courage wherever you're listening now. It would mean so much to me. When you do support the show, it allows me to produce the best content for you guys. And of course, the goal is to help you, right? To help you reach your highest physical and mental potential. So I hope that's what these episodes do for you. Definitely continue to listen. And again, it only takes a couple of seconds to follow the show, to review it, to leave that 5-star review if you liked it. Also, be sure that you subscribe to the YouTube channel at Kinsley Meeks. Again, video content is coming very soon. Let me know what you'd like to see next. And then also, if you do listen to the radio, be sure to catch the podcast every Thursday on WDJY 99.1 FM. It releases every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So that's all. I hope you guys have a blessed rest of your week. Sending all the positive vibes your way. Train your body, train your mind, and be ready for the unexpected. Okay? I'll talk to y'all next Thursday. Appreciate y'all. Bye.